أدواني موط طفلي وأجدادي. اسألني مين إرهابي وجاي أقول لك مين بادي.
سوري إني مش من أوكرانيا، سوري إنه بشرتي مش بيضة، سوري لأولادي، سوري إني جبتكم على دنيا منفقة ومش عدلة. سوري الحلم طويل يابا، سوري الحمل ثقيل يابا، لا سوري على أي سوري ملناش غير إنه نشيل يابا.
هنا الموت حياة سهلة بس صعبة الحياة، حرية كذابة عالم استبدادي، نستقبل ضيوف نستقبل شهداء، منسينا الدرة وقصف المعمدان، عبادة جماعية أطفال ونساء، يموت عزيز من يبكي دا شهيد، نصرة نصرة تبقى العزة لله، راجعين يا أقصى وعد الله أكيد.
معكو تهجير جبل ثابت بنا هاب التفجير، يا خزعة انتصار انا قادم اكيد بصمودي قا.
Well, hello there. Welcome to a Black Mask update in our breaking news section. And there's been a lot of breaking news. Now, on Friday, as you know, we got our downside objective in our oil market, had another lucky trade in oil, cashed in, and went further and closed out all positions and all accounts. And the reason why is that when I make a trade, as I calculate the odds of a trade, it's got to be a 70-30 bet. In my calculations, I got a 70% chance of being profitable. Now, if I take a bet that's 50-50, meaning I don't know which way the market's going to go, I don't have a feel. By the way, I could be wrong, but if I don't have a feel, then a 50-50 bet means that I'm no longer trading, I'm no longer doing wild speculation on highly leveraged instruments, but I'm gambling. You know, you might as well go play a roulette wheel for that kind of odds. So this could have a significant impact on oil, but I don't know which way. We got the Kurds' oil exports to the north. The Kurds are under attack. You've got the Iraqi oil fields, part of them that go through the southern Syrian pipeline. But all in all, I don't see it being an oil issue at the present time, okay? But it's not clear. Now, let me explain to you what happened, because you're not going to get this from, CNN. Break your balls news. We got wind that Russia's dream of a Mediterranean port where they had destroyers became undone as they pulled out all their naval vessels. We also got wind that Russia was taking its aircraft out of there, moving its key people out. And on top of that, we got word that Iran was moving its troops out and all leaving Syria, which meant that Bashar Assad's days were numbered. Interestingly enough, the man that gassed his own citizens did barrel bombs on cities of 15,000 to 60,000 people, wiping out most of the population, never was brought before any of the world courts of justice. I guess that's because he wasn't Jewish. But anyway, the butcher of Syria, the murder of Damascus, is no more. We watched on FlightAware as the only flight that left Syria over the night was his plane. We were aware that 2 days ago his wife and family were surreptitiously taken out of Syria into Russia. And we know that this maniac was supposed to meet up with his family, but we, in FlightAware, the plane was on a course that would take it to Russia. And interestingly enough, along the way to Russia over Syria territory, the plane started doing wild turns, turned left and left and left on itself, and then disappeared off the radar screen. And some advanced studies we did showed that there was not a transponder shut off, but that odds are the plane crashed. He hasn't been seen or heard from in the plane. Well, there's no one there to check for wreckage. But we figured he got the usual Russian trick of control services, destructions, and he gets to go get his virgins. Does he get virgins? I'm not clear if he qualifies for that. So here's this story and the great danger. By the way, the secret that is not being told was that the only reason why this group of terrorist organizations, Al-Quwad, ISI, Islamic Brotherhood, all these jihad groups banded together. And they had no aircraft of any kind. They had no heavy artillery. They didn't even have any tanks. They had basically RPGs and AK-47s. How do you take over a country? The reason why they took over was because of U.S. knowledge of, I'm not going to use the term approval, and Turkish approval that the game was that because Iran was threatening Jordan, and Iran was threatening, since it lost its power bases in Lebanon, to move to Syria to further its war on Israel. Israel made the decision to, in essence, partner with world-acknowledged terrorist groups, including, you know, where Osama bin Laden came from, Al-Qaeda, and to allow these terrorist organizations to unite, and with massive Israeli airstrikes. I'm talking about massive strikes. As you remember how fast the cities fell? What they didn't tell you was that before the cities fell, the military bases of their ammo dumps, their heavy equipment, what few aircrafts they had, were taken out. Without Israel's support of the rebels, this never would have happened. With the distinction that for at the present moment, basically Russia and Iran are out of the Middle East. Okay, Russia's corridor in the Mediterranean is done. They've pulled their forces, like I said, pulled their equipment. Iran is done. And now you got a devil that you know, but you don't know, but you know. And remember, the PLO was brought to its knees when Israel gave support to Hamas, which most people don't know, and Hezbollah. They were looking to that to counterbalance, at that time, Yasser Arafat and what was becoming a very strong PLO. This could be a very fateful mistake, because we don't know what Syria is going to look like. We're not sure what's going to happen to the Kurds in the north. Remember, the oil that is very valuable and very needed to rebuild Syria basically is under Kurdish control. The pipelines that take the oil out of northern Iraq is also under Kurdish control. Now, normally how I've seen these things work out is that you can do what you want to the Kurds as long as we get our piece of the oil pie. So I'm seeing nothing right now that changes the oil equation. But you need to be clear here, you need to understand this very important information, and that is, without a doubt, unequivocally, for sure, the situation that's developing is that Syria's become another terrorist hellhole. Now remember, Syria under Assad was not part of the terrorist world global jihad. They let terrorists run their drugs through there. They let Iran do the weapons. But as far as becoming a country base for Islamic terrorists, that didn't happen. Under Israel's decision in Syria, you now are reformulating acknowledged terrorist groups whose leaders are wanted terrorists to basically take over a country. And this could be a really big mistake. Remember, America created the power base in Vietnam. America created a lot of the people who turned out to be its enemies later on. It's not an unusual mistake to be made. And what we're waiting to see here now is how things are formulated. Remember, you've got the revolution, but beware of the counter-revolution, and that's where everybody's jockeying for a position. So therefore, I am neutral in all trades at the present time, until I get a feel on how these events are going to shake out. But there's a brand new Middle East. Israel's taken advantage and have taken Mount Hermon. There's a lot of territory that goes with it. They're moving into the Syrian quarter that borders with Israel and taking that land. Jordan is being reconstituted now as another terrorist supply and drug route in the Middle East, including bringing weapons into Israel to be used against Israel by the terrorist factions. So you've got a lot of terrorists with a lot of loyalties that hate America and hate Israel that will be a more formidable opponent once they solidify their condition in Syria. Because remember, the Syrian government was, they basically didn't have a horse in the race. They were not involved in the conflict with Israel. They were not involved with the jihad terrorist organizations. But all that has now changed. This uniting these terrorist organizations is a very dangerous event. Allowing the choir a country is even more dangerous. Now the power balance shifts, because like I said, the power balance shifts because you do not have an Iranian presence. That was a long life dream. You don't have the Russian presence, but that doesn't mean they can't reformulate. The power broker now becomes the Turks. Turkey is in a very powerful position. And you also have the oil from Iraq that's been harassed for a long time. And a lot of oil could come to market from Iraq if you demilitarize the southern part of Turkey and the southern part of Syria, and you demilitarize the Iraqi northern quarter that borders with Syria. So this is a remarkable turn of events, and I have to repeat, you may have seen a colossal mistake. You may have seen one devil replaced by another one who's much worse than what you had before. Definitely double jeopardy. Definitely, without a doubt, unequivocally, without massive Israeli air cover, so that the rebellion troops, the jihadists, the terrorist organizations were able to take the cities quickly, because ahead of their movement was Israelis knocking out Syrian weapons, defenses, ammo dumps, equipment, and personnel. That's why it happened so quickly. So all I can say is I wish us all good luck.